Good morning, my friend. Welcome in to our prayer time right here on WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. Some time ago in the Good Neighbor publication, we had a reprint of one of the articles that Dr. J. Harold Smith had written several years ago. Dr. Smith, of course, is the speaker on the Radio Bible Hour. He's gone on to be with the Lord. He was quite a dynamic minister of the gospel and left quite a volume of work behind to continue to bless us, and I want to share part of his message on a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman. Proverbs 31 comes to mind, doesn't it? Well, Proverbs 31 describes the qualities of a virtuous woman. There's seven outstanding traits of her noble character. According to Dr. Smith, he believed that every woman should measure herself by those qualities, and every husband and father who has such a woman in his life should realize how truly blessed they are. And so this is a Proverbs 31 Christian, and whether we're a man or a woman, we see the seven characteristics, and I think it's something for us to understand and emulate. For example, she's trustworthy. People around can safely trust in her. Every good relationship is always based upon trust. Love cannot flourish where there is no trust. One can never feel safe unless they trust. We need to be a person that others can depend upon. And this quality is huge. The spouse who keeps her wedding vows is demonstrating a quality of trust. The person who can be counted on to do what they say is showing trust. The trustworthy person doesn't make promises and then forgets to keep them. They'll be on time or as on time as possible, and they'll pay their debts and their obligations. Too many today will only keep their vows until it gets hard to do so, but trustworthy goes beyond that. We need to be trustworthy. We need to be covenant keepers through thick and thin, through sickness, and through health. Number two, she's a willing worker. In keeping up with responsibilities, the Proverbs 31 virtuous woman is diligent. How many people who have employment today are really diligent in their work? And do they sit around and complain and they grumble? Or do they do their job? Are they working as unto the Lord? Are they willing workers? The important thing is to find God's place of service and then to serve. A virtuous woman is trustworthy, a willing worker, and she is thoughtful. Many homes have been destroyed and reputations have been destroyed and friendships have been broken by thoughtless words. Proverbs 31 says that woman considereth the needs of others and how Christ would respond to the situation. So we could always stand to be more thoughtful, couldn't we? We need for God to teach us to think more and speak less and always think first before speaking. Idle gossip is not conducive to the thoughtful control of one's tongue. It is deadly. So a virtuous woman's trustworthy, willing worker, thoughtful, and helpful. If we cultivated the practice of being helpful, think of the ministries that could be accomplished. Every day we should go before Almighty God and ask Him to show us the opportunities to help others. Christian service is our ministry and our work, so many today are looking for ways to avoid helping others. They couldn't help if they wanted because they don't want to get involved. They don't have time. They don't deserve, these people I'm meeting with don't deserve my help, they might say. These excuses are just that, they're excuses, and they rob us of many blessings that we could have from just being helpful. What does the situation require, and how can I help make the situation better? A virtuous woman is a helping woman. A virtuous person is a helping person. And so we need to be helpful. And she has wisdom and influence. First of all, we understand there's no wisdom without the fear of God. Every virtuous, wise person lives in the fear and admonition of the Lord. The virtuous person cultivates God-given wisdom, and they're able then to influence and direct the lives of those around them, and they direct them toward Christ. The virtuous person is immersed in the study of God's Word, and they listen to the direction of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, she's trustworthy, she's a willing worker, she's thoughtful, she's helpful, she's wise, and she has influence, and she has a promise of a bright future. She shall rejoice in time to come, it says there in Proverbs 31. Every virtuous person goes through difficult times. Every virtuous family has problems. But the future, even if the dark night of the soul has come upon us, we can look to the future and know that joy comes in the morning. Virtue is worth getting, and it's also important that we realize when we don't have these traits of being virtuous. J. Harold Smith wrote in his commentary about a virtuous woman that he thinks that we all, whether male or female, need to be reminded of the virtuosity of the Proverbs 31 lady, and that we need to be involved in doing what God has called us to do. And I would agree. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you for this article that we've used as a point to take off about Proverbs 31. Thanks for reminding us of this virtuous woman and the fact that we as Christians need to be virtuous in all that we say and do. And so, Father, I would ask you to put this from Scripture into our hearts and help us to seek to be that virtuous person that you would have us to be. Father, there are a number of things that are on our plate for today, and we ask that you would guide us. For those that are traveling, that you would give us safety, and for those that are working out of town and in town, that you would give the ability to get the job done, to do it right, that we might bring honor and glory to you, and whatever we find to do it with all our might as unto the Lord. And Father, we do ask for your provision for us personally, for these that are praying, for these that volunteer and work at WHCB, and for the ministry of WHCB. We ask for your provision. We thank you for it. And we give you praise for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.